photographers or reporters who are barred from the sidelines at the Chiefs or Rams games? Can you join me in there?
I would think that the reason for the bill is that we want to preclude that circumstance, and our understanding is there have been some incidents of that. And again, the broader public policy issue is the teams in most settings do not own the stadiums. The stadiums were built by the taxpayers. It's a public entity. That team, while a private entity, while belonging to a cartel somewhere of other teams, does not have the right to make decisions about what happens with public stadiums. And those stadiums belong to the public. And Senator Bartle and myself are simply restoring that right and saying it is a public stadium. Allow public access of all the media, which also belongs to the public.
If I understand this correctly, though, there are local sports authorities which negotiate leases with these teams. Why is this not legally a better idea to put something in a lease that obligates the team to do something as opposed to just a statute which might be challenged by NFL?
I'll tell you why. Because the way in Jackson County, for example, they would have to open up and renegotiate the lease. And why would you it has to be a mutual consent on a lease. I think it's better, as Senator Bartle has introduced, a state law saying, no, you're not going to do it in a publicly financed stadium. The lease would be subject to negotiation like any contract. So the taxpayers may not be protected in that circumstance. We might try to protect them in lease negotiations, but there are eminent examples to where the public interest has not always been protected in leases.
Does there be a financial penalty, especially with the money that's been adopted in Jackson County for renovation of the stadium? Is there any way to go after them by withholding some of that money?
We want to avoid getting into into that kind of financial gamesmanship. This is, I think, a very simple and straightforward way to deal with it. The answer to the question in the back, I had somebody come up to me just yesterday. I'm not going to share their name right now because they may not, they may not want their name made public. But it was somebody who was had for years and years, a member of the media, had been on the sidelines, had access, had taken still photographs, and was being denied access now. So, yes, this is a problem. The media organizations have gotten together. They see it as a major problem because they see what's coming. They understand that this is only the beginning, and we need to stop it right now.
Are you going as far to say this is a violation of constitutional rights?
I believe it does. I believe it does affect First Amendment rights. I think those are implicated. I do believe that the NFL has the ability to control some of its content and the access to the stadium. I don't think that just anybody can come in and claim to be a member of the media and stand on the sidelines. That would lead to chaos. There have to be some rules. But what we're beginning to see is bricks being placed on the wall, and the content of the games themselves being walled off from traditional media outlets, and the only way you get access is through the NFL. And I have no doubt that they can look at a business plan and say we can make more money doing this by charging for that type of access. But what they are producing is very public, and they're doing it in public stadiums that the taxpayers built for them, and it has the effect of increasing the cost to all citizens.
Both of you are from Kansas City. Do you have support from senators out of St. Louis?
I believe that this is such a common sense proposal to receive bipartisan support as a co-sponsorship, and I don't really see what the argument for allowing an exclusive monopoly would be. And I would just say privately that anyone who watched that NFL Network game this fall, obviously given the quality of that game and everything, I think we want the networks and the other media involved in producing NFL games.
There does seem to be some broader statement here that says if we build your house, we have some measure of control of what goes on inside. Is that then extrapolated to libraries, clinics, anything else the state has a vested interest in?
No, I think you're walking us too far down the path. You know, we're focused on what the NFL is doing to exclude local media outlets. I don't think it begs all kinds of other questions that are really rabbit chasing.
But you would probably want us to intervene if somebody started charging admissions at libraries, or denying the media from libraries, or denying segments of the public from libraries.